Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omni Street Inc. proudly present the No Borders, No Race Top 20 Albums of 2017 Countdown. Part 1.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King David Duck Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And yes, it is that time of year again. Our top 20 albums of 2017 countdown, our annual list of the best records from a good chunk of the world. Specifically, we've got 8 from Japan, 7 from the US, 2 from the UK, 2 from Canada, and 1 from Sweden. I know that's not every place under the sun, but at least we reach out to other places that most music sites and publications don't even touch. Fuck, it was even a miracle of sorts to see Rolling Stone last year list Perfume's Cosmic Explorer as one of the best pop records of 2016. That literally came out of nowhere, and hopefully they'll do something similar this year when they do their top pop records. I know they just posted their top 20 or top 40 albums of 2017. I have my thoughts and opinions about that, but I will probably save that for my own personal grudges. As per usual, the No Borders, No Race top albums list is crafted with care by yours truly, as I've listened to more records this past year than the average person does in a decade, to be blunt. I've listened to like 100 records this year. And like in past episodes, you may hear from some of our friends from other podcasts, sites, and even musician pals sharing their favorite picks of 2017. Now, before we dive into the actual list, let's start things off by showcasing just a few albums that were good but didn't make the cut. Here are our honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions.
Babel by 9mm Parabellum Bullet. Humans by Gorillaz. It's the moments like this when it's time to get ill. We be so ahead of time. It's the moment we achieve. Let's believe it's the moments. Made up and get it from my dirty moments. Realize by Headphones President. The Gospel According to John by The Black Watch. Or perhaps it never will. The deep past. Or the post of random things. And Concrete and Gold by Foo Fighters. The This Doesn't Exist by Someday. How Did We Get So Dark? By Royal Blood. And with that out of the way, let us dive right into our list, starting at number 20. Anime fans will be familiar with this group thanks to their contributions to the series Overlord, ReZero, and this past year's Saga of Tanya the Evil. Formed by composer Tom Hack, lyricist Hotaru, and voiced by Kiho and the recently departed member Mayu, Myth and Roy crashed into the realm with their first full-length debut record, Eyes, a concept album that bookmarked its songs with the tale of a cursed, petrified eye. What followed was a mixture of boogie pop, death trance, and dance metal cyberpunk that was as wondrous to the ears as it was to our dancing shoes. With enough bass power to destroy any speaker, and a vocal style that's truly hypnotizing, Myth and Roy's Eyes set multiple genre worlds on fire with their attitude and headbanging melodies, giving it a spot on our top records list at number 20. From Eyes, this is Myth and Roy with Paradisius Paradoxal. Now let me open this door. Don't get unlocked for you. 虹に黒を刺し
See you.
the pop culture realm with their smash hit, Pumped Up Kicks, Foster the People have become one of the most recognizable sounds in American music. Thanks to its blend of Beach Boys style and new wave melodies, the band managed to craft a signature sound that was unlike anything else being played on the radio. For their third album, Sacred Hearts Club, the group traded in their acoustic melodies with that of urban soul and electronica, resulting in an album that was both toe-tapping and haunting, dealing with the themes of greed, friendship, and even dabbing more into the political landscape with the song Loyal Like Sid and Nancy. Foster the People showcased a maturity in their lyrics whilst keeping the party going with their trademark sounds, which is why Sacred Hearts Club hits the charts at number 19. Here now are Foster the People with Static Space Lover. Japanese rockers Sissy Mamire have been going strong for nearly two decades, but with the departure of founding member and drummer Mizue, a lot of people wondered if Mari and Yayoi will be able to keep their unique art punk sound going. With new drummer Maiko, the ladies easily proved that new blood meant a youthful rejuvenation. Perhaps this is why they called their 2017 record, New, as it gave off a shiny, fresh-out-of-the-packet sound to the queens of the punk scene. Blending psychedelic rock with calypso vibes and experimental hip shakers, Sushi Mami Ray continued their trend of creating one of the most unique punk sounds to come out of the Japanese music realm, placing their album New on our list at number 18. From that album is Girls Talk. Days as a Pink Floyd frontman, Roger Waters has been angry with the way the world has worked. His first solo album in 15 years, Is This the Life We Really Want?, continues the trend of what his previous record, Amused to Death, set out to do. Point out the evils of the world and call them out on it. Deja Vu has the Brit wondering how he would handle things if given godlike powers, taking the problem of a government lacking a brain and picture that, and bundling all the horrors of humanity in one place and letting it fade from existence in Part of Me Died, creating an album that's on par with the messages heard in Animals 40 years ago. Number 17 on our list, Is This the Life We Really Want? By Roger Waters. And from that record is Smell the Roses.
There's a mad dog pulling at his chain, a hint of danger in his eye. Alarm bells raging round his brain, and the chimney's smoking in the sky. Wake up and smell the roses. Close your eyes and pray this wind don't change. There's nothing but screams in the field of dreams. listen to ifs and scratch out words like right, wrong. Wake up and smell the phosphorus. This is the moon, we keep the human air. Don't ask, don't tell, it could be a loss for us. Yeah, a little is cash in the stash in the cupboard at the bottom of the stair. Money, honey.
Japanese heavy rockers out there, as the ladies of Bandmate take their attitude and sound to a whole new level on this year's Just Bring It. And bring it they have, with rocking melodies like Puzzle, Cross, and Awkward, reaching their dirty rock sounds to a higher height that their previous EPs didn't. Drawing their influence from the likes of Jimi Hendrix, Smashing Pumpkins, Maximum the Whorebone, and even traditional Enka music, Bandmade placed their entire heart, soul, and mindset into their first full-length LP, resulting in some of the most hard-rocking melodies to come out of Japan this year, which is why Just Bring It is here at number 16. Here now are Bandmade with a track from Just Bring It entitled Boo Parts. We'll be right back.
What is up, bastards and wenches? It's your old end-of-the-year regular Jiggy-san bringing you my end-of-the-year for 2017 pick for music that came out in 2017. And for me, my pick is it's a little different from what I've picked in the past. It's a compilation that came out from the label Zoom Lens. So they put out an album called Metempsychosis, which is a compilation and also combination art book created by Faku and Zoom Lens together. The project focuses on the philosophical narrative of the soul searching for new experiences without judgment, conceptualized by illustration, created an original piece narrating each song in this sort of compilation. You can get a nice, awesome vinyl on it. The artwork is really awesome on the vinyl, the sleeve especially, but you can also pick up the art book as well too. I highly recommend you try that if you're into that kind of stuff. It's very kind of out there, but still definitely worth checking out if you're into that kind of stuff. And the music on this is really, really great. It's a slathering of artists that have been on the Zoom Lens label this year. You have the Belinda Butchers, Moon Mask, LLL, a bunch of other ones, and I'm going to choose for my pick is going to be Meishi Smiles' Angel's Egg featuring Calendula. It's a very kind of Eurobeat friendly, but also very like spacey, dream pop-ish kind of tune that is just like, oh man, it's just very chill, but you kind of want to just dance to it. It's so good. And yeah, I just really enjoyed this release this year. One of my very favorites in a year that was just chock full of great stuff. So thank you, King Baby Duck, for having me on again this year. Enjoy this track. It is Angel's Egg by Meishi Smiles off of the Zoom Lens compilation, Metempsychosis. Enjoy.
Song. Thanks, Jiggy-san. I've never had a compilation album on my list, but This got me thinking I should maybe keep those in mind in the future. And I checked out Metempsychosis, and it turns out they're doing a collaboration with Faku, the hentai manga site, with their physical release. Makes me curious to see what sort of, content is in that version. Yeah, let's go with that. Anyways, I hope you listeners will give him a follow on Twitter at GIGGYSAN. While he may not have his own podcast show right now, you can still hear him from time to time on Abstract Japan, whose host you might hear during the second half of our countdown. With that, let's go back to our list of top albums of 2017, where we left off at number 15. The electronica realm was given a much-needed dose of positivity with the emergence of Swedish duo Galantis. After taking over the techno world with their smashing good 2015 record Pharmacy, Galantis returned this year with a more laid-back Sea Fox in charge that continued to dream about flying, and thus we were given The Aviary, which will easily lift the spirits of anyone who listens to their booming and catchy sounds. With the aid of friends Roses, Pooh Bear, Throttle, Rabble, and Hook and Sling, Galantis kept their party going thanks to some of this year's most danceable and hearty tracks to hit our speakers. If there was ever a time to become a member of the Sea Fox Nation, it's now, with The Aviary, number 15 on our list. From that album, here are Galantis with True Feeling.
It's cold out, take my coat now, I wore it just for you. Now feel you through and through. Ooh, ooh. And I get hard when we're growing older, but I'll be here and I'll be your shoulder.
world lost a rock great this year with the death of Tom Petty. He and the Heartbreakers helped cement a style that was both heavy and easygoing, with neither side compromising to create a truly chill rock mentality. It's why I'm thankful for the band that's on our list next, as they've taken the torch once carried by Petty and have run full steam with it, despite being in a very relaxing state almost always. They're called Divisionists, whose classic rock styles easily make them a band people should be standing up and noticing. Whether serenading a moonlight devil, saving a fraction of grace for the sake of a better world, or looking into pale blue eyes and slow dancing with its owners, Divisionist's 2017 record Daybreak concocted a grand return of a rock and roll attitude with an aim to create a better, peaceful surrounding, which is why it is on our list at number 14. From Daybreak, this is Divisionist with Say Can. Marks the 25th anniversary of Japanese psychedelic doom metal band Boris, and to celebrate, the three-piece band brought the evil to a new standard with the powerful album Dear. With an atom-bomb level of excitement in every track, Boris lays waste to your eardrums with its hardcore drum-pounding, wavy guitars, and surprisingly angelic vocals. No one is the same after hearing a Boris record, and Dear is no exception, especially when it comes to the heaviness found in such melodies as Dead Song, Beyond, and The Power. Hence why Dear has crash-landed onto our list at number 13. And this now is Boris with Biotope. Thank you.
Dan Auerbach is a man who knows all forms of rock and roll, whether it's in his main band the Black Keys, his side project the Arcs, or, like in this particular record, when he goes down the solo road. His second album, Waiting on a Song, is a callback to the classic sounds of the 70s, where you and a bunch of buddies would rent out a Volkswagen microbus and hit the road for adventure and possible drug experimentation. Of course, Auerbach also knows how to get down with the funk, with Marble Man and Undertow worthy enough for even the likes of Soul Train. Excuse me. Even the likes of Soul Train! It's soothing, fun, and carefree. Something that I think we kind of need this stressful year, which is why Waiting on a Song is here with Sunshine in a Bag at number 12. This song from the album I'm about to spin has a very Kenny Loggins vibe to it. Like, I think of Caddyshack's Dancing Gopher when I hear it. Here comes Dan Auerbach with a track from Waiting on a Song known as Shine on Me. Ciel's Hyde and Oblivion Dust's Kaz have had a pretty good side project with Vamps, although it never has reached the same level of quality as their main projects. However, that all changed with this year's Underworld, a new metal headbanger that calls back to the golden age of Korn and Godsmack without giving off that weird Hot Topic smell. Hell, I'll even admit that Hyde's English skills haven't sounded this good since 2006 Faith, which you can kind of call a precursor to Vamps, as Kaz helped arrange the tracks on that particular record. With the aid of members from Rammstein, Apocalyptica, and Motionless in White, Vamps snatches the hearts and souls of its listeners and gleefully drinks them down in one of this year's most hard-rockin' records. Number 11 on our list, Underworld by Vamps. And from that album, is Calling. wraps up the first half of our top 20 albums of 2017 list. Tune in 2 weeks from now and see who'll take the crown and cement themselves as the be-all to end-all king or queen of the worldwide music scene of the year. And now, as usual, here are our shameless plugs. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can follow us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our No Borders, No Race podcast show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter at KingBabyDuckESH, on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and on the J-pop, anime, and video games amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and on Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smash Rook, and Nerd Crave. And this Thursday, don't forget to tune in to a new episode of Wicked Anime. Thankfully, the Nerdy Show site is back up and running after a little kerfuffle with their server. Glad to see him back on board. On the next episode of Wicked Anime, you're gonna hear our buddy Elite Four Derek and the return of 42 Believer as we chat about the recent news and even throw some questions to Andrew about his trip to Japan. It's a pretty fun and exciting episode. I hope you tune in. Now to end the show, we're gonna play something from my pick for Best EP of 2017. Considering we had the return of Blade Runner this year, it felt very appropriate to see this band return with a new record in hand. That group, Molise, has brought forth a cyberpunk espionage that acts like a heart-stopping chase sequence and barroom brawl throughout its 6-track runtime, and that EP is known as Signs. Always evolving with every recording, Molise have upped their game even more so, despite it being delivered in a smaller dose than usual. Then again, a great getaway does happen within a blink of an eye, perhaps making this musical approach more appropriate. It's why I'm giving my pick for Best EP to Molise for their fast-paced Signs. Ending things off, here are Molise with Side P. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you to stay tuned for the second half of our Top 20 Albums Countdown in just a couple weeks.
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.